So I'd love to start with, before you guys start filming and you're choosing what kids, can you talk about that process and working with Thorsten and the logistics of which kids would work and how it all, you know, happened that way?
Sure. Well, that was a daunting prospect to find among the 1,100 boys who'd been selected for the program or were being selected, who we should follow. What we were attracted to in the program was its diversity of political viewpoints. I mean, we knew that it was predominantly white and conservative, but that there were other viewpoints, and finding them was very important to us. We were lucky to find Stephen Garza. He's such an unlikely but wonderful hero in the film. And we found him in Houston at an orientation. He was not the loudest voice in the room, but he was different and special and clearly smart and complicated. So the process was really a lot of shoe leather work of crossing the state. We went to Dallas and everywhere in Houston and San Antonio and little towns that we'd never been to before. And we met a lot of kids. Very different kids, but you know, each of the three young men who we met beforehand, that's Robert, Stephen, and Ben, were all ambitious. They were all politically sophisticated. They were surprising, I think, and even more so once the event got started, both to themselves and to us. And they had, importantly, very different politics, and we wanted to show a diversity of political perspective navigating this process. That was really important to us. And I think we were, to some degree, lucky to find the young men we did.
Amanda, I'd love to know, what's it like being the lone woman amongst all those men?
That's going to be a title of your memoir.
I know. That'll be a chapter in my memoir, for sure.
Nothing.
There was a couple of our cinematographers were also women, and I do recall moments of just the three of us in a room of 1,100, and then actually more because there's 200 counselors on top of that. So it really is a space unlike any space I've ever been in. I'd say that, you know, there was stuff I saw that met all my expectations of what that might be like some of it scared me and some of it cracked me up and some of it, you know, a little bit of everything, but I wasn't totally prepared for how actually emotional the whole week was. And I think that maybe was my shortcoming as a mother of only daughters, that I didn't quite recognize the degree of kind of empathy that I was going to run into, almost like, and it's not just embodied in Stephen, which is, you know, just something we knew going in. We sort of cast him having seen that part of his personality, but this was in a lot of spaces, both in the legislature and in smaller races that were run for, like, you know, not dog catcher, but like sheriff or, you know, anyway, I think that recognition, that kind of check-in on boyhood in 2018 was, in fact, one of the parts of the project that I didn't realize I really was getting into, because we went in with all these questions about democracy and ended up having this really interesting window into how these young men are growing up now and who what kind of men they'll be in the future.
I've been able to see a couple of Q&As that you guys have done as well, with Ben and Renee and Stephen in particular. Can y'all talk about how much they've changed, like, right now and how close they've become? I love listening to Ben talk about Renee and I mean, they were competing earlier, but now they seem to all really connect.
I think that they're connecting. I think that they're still work to do, that they're doing, and it's incredible to see them still reaching out to each other. And just the other day, actually, Stephen was telling Ben how hurtful it was to be attacked in the ways that he was for his principles, and Ben was really taking it in, and we hadn't even heard that conversation before. So I think there's still more chapters to be written in those relationships, certainly between Ben and Renee, but I think it's an extension of the conversation, as tough as it was at Boys State, and their willingness to continue having it with themselves and with the film and with us, I think gives us hope, as does the story of the film, and certainly of Stephen and Renee's successes there, despite the defeats and some of the darker stuff that we saw. I think there is hope there. So they continue to surprise us. I mean, it's wonderful to see them grow up in this world. And, you know, they are still so much smarter about politics, I think, than, you know, we even knew they were, and how much more they have to say, and how they're treating this moment. Renee in particular has become more active locally, and he's not pursuing electoral politics at the moment. He's decided he's going to do his work in his community. And so how they've each kind of found different paths, not the conventional paths, but to be engaged in making our democracy healthy, that's been kind of an education for us to see. And we look forward to sharing many more conversations with them, and maybe even following up with a sequel. Well, we're going to make a sequel to this. It's more of a sibling called Girl State, but I think a sequel that is about them maybe growing up, I don't know, like Michael Apted's 7-Up series, who knows. But right now it's just great to have them in our lives.
I mean, I already wanted to, when we were at Sundance premiering the film, you know, we spent 3 days almost all the time with these guys, and we had lunch one time that went on for 3 hours, 2.5 hours. It was, you know, Renee in conversation with Ben, and they're sort of equally matched, and in their difference really challenged one another, but really in a way that was so extraordinary. I had to kind of, my phone, I just had to film chunks of it, because it was just so incredible to watch these two people talk. And I just thought, obviously I'm not done filming these guys.
Well, if you guys are willing to do it every 7 years or so, I'm sure we'll come back every 7 years to watch it. I'd love to ask, how have you two changed with this experience? I mean, I know you guys are been making documentaries, but this must have been something really special to make this film and connect with these people.
I think that we were both grasping for something hopeful in the wake of the election, not to betray our politics here, but I think, look, like a lot of people, honestly, we were dismayed and disturbed by the level of cynicism and division in the country, and we were really, I think, desperate to find something to feel positive about, and not certain that a film about Boy State would be a sort of simplistic answer to that hunger. But it really has been, in a kind of full-bodied complexity, a joy to have had the experience to go to Texas, to get to work with the guys who run the program, who are incredible, to engage these really deep questions about young men coming of age, about political choices and moral responsibility, and to see it all kind of reflected through the prism of this experience, and now to kind of grow with that. It has helped me survive through this moment, and to look forward to a future. At least, if not all our problems will be solved, at least we'll have some faith in young people like Ben and Stephen and Robert and Renee, who, even if we don't agree on everything, we believe that, you know, they have good intentions, and that makes us hopeful.
I'd love to know, you guys have so much footage. How do you reconcile the footage that we don't get to see? I mean, is there moments that you look back on that you wish, if you could slip it back in? Does it hurt to cut so much of the footage? I mean, it sounded like over 300 hours of footage.
It's always, I mean, editing is a painful, painful, painful process. And in this case, we shot the film in a week after shooting 20 days of casting, you know, running all over Texas. But we really, the lion's share of our footage is from that week, and then took a year to edit. And so it's never easy to cut something down. We knew fairly quickly we were going to have to let go of one of the spaces that Texas Boy State takes place in, is at the Capitol building, which is where the legislature meets, and all kinds of interesting stuff happened over there. That's actually where some of the smarter kids ended up, and their process of writing and debating and passing bills between the houses. I mean, that was incredibly interesting. I mean, you know, of course, it starts out totally silly, and then they end up passing the universal background check bill in Texas. So that's that space. I was sad to lose that space, but none of our main characters really ended up there. So we really focused on the electoral politics, that governor's race. So, yeah.
I think the editing process is more like one of those marble mazes where you take these wrong turns and you have to start over again. It's as much as like cutting away the things you know you don't need. It's trying things that don't work. That's what takes so damn long. And there's never like a clear path to get to that point where you know that the film is finished. And I think you have to have the resources to get there, and you have to give yourself the license to get there. And sometimes what you discover about your film or a particular scene or a character in your movie is something you didn't realize when you started in month one or even month three of the edit. It's only by the ninth month that you come to kind of a deeper understanding of what your story is really about and what these people are really about. And I think that's what, as much as killing your darlings, it's really about that kind of iteration, that process of iteration, that is the writing process.
Also, this is the first political, overtly, a film about politics that we have made, and sort of keep the news cycle kind of out of the edit room as much as we could. The real, that was a challenge on this film, particularly because of the length of the edit. You know, we had a great scene about Renee writing his impeachment articles that we got interested in, you know, during the actual impeachment hearings in Washington, but it just didn't fit in the film, and it took us a second to kind of, you know, have to work that out.
Thank you guys for making this film. The edit came out so amazing. I wish you guys the best. It was wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Scotty. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Bye, guys.